Linda, this is Friday, June 15, Cherokee, North Carolina. I am sitting in the car on the hill behind the Cherokee Amphitheater and the residence halls in the midst of a thunderstorm. So you will hear thunderstorm effects and lightning. Well, I guess you don't hear lightning. But it seems like a good time to pause and put down some reflections of the play, because I certainly can't do anything in the midst of the weather right now. Just put up with the background noise, if you will. I found this year's production of Under These Hills considerably improved in two categories over the production last year, which incidentally was a pretty good one. So I guess we can just head this 1966 report on production of Under These Hills as you've been doing the others. Good morning, by the way, if you get this in the morning. You know, cheery smiles and all that. The 1966 production of Under These Hills is improved as far as the acting of the principal roles and the stage lighting is concerned. Last year's production was a thoroughly competent one, but this one is somewhat improved, period. Unfortunately, comma, the weather here this year has caused three rainouts so far and a number of late afternoon rain threats that reduced the size of the audience on those days. On clear days, the audience is well up, but with three rainouts in this area where the tourist is here usually just one night and then gone means that there's no chance for them to double up. So my anticipation is that the sold ticket gross this year, if this weather holds like it's been doing, will not be as great as last year, through no fault of the show or the publicity, either one. Paragraph. This production of Under These Hills is thoroughly effective in terms of the audience. The relationship between the audience and the performers is almost a ritual one, in that the acting, in order to reach the 3,000 people that attend and the 2,400 person average attendance, is a broader style, absolutely clean in terms of no excess motion. Every motion is enlarged, every motion is selected, because it characterizes the emotion of the character in the scene. And these are used to project the characters where their faces will not carry. Period. Paragraph. The direction is firm, with patterns clearly established in terms of motion. The timing is very good. The broadness of the vocal style, though, tends to inhibit some of the reaction moments in the play, a fault that we have found in others, although not so noticeable in this style of presentation. Period. The design of the direction clearly extends the meaning of each scene. The motion itself is used to clarify, just as the actor's gestures are used to clarify their individual emotions within a scene. There is some weak acting by younger and less experienced people, where the bulk of the work of the presentation has simply been carried by the director. I point out specifically here the short scene of the white men in the general store and bar, where the whole scene is carried by the director's planning and the gestures evidently given by the director. The actors simply are too young or too inexperienced to give this its full depth and full meaning. Paragraph. The play is almost Greek, and I mean classic Greek, in terms of its handling, its script, and its effect upon the audience, period. Some of the best elements of Greek tragedy come forward in this play, period, paragraph. First, the script is broadly written with poetic and semi-poetic moments, and in some cases narration, about a legendary and factual story of the Cherokees, much in the same sense that the Greek legends or history was told and retold. Period. The playwright has used a narrator as chorus, yet his function is the same in this case, being simply a voice on tape, excellently handled by William Trotman, and set at levels where there is good clarity and projection in terms of the sound equipment, period. This commentator, narrator, or Greek chorus, if you will, is used to bridge the scenes along with some musical and sound effects for punctuation. But literally the story is carried forward and commented on in the Greek sense. The scenes themselves are sometimes action scenes descriptive of the events that happen, and are sometimes mood scenes to establish the environment and to establish the characterization of the Indians or of the white people, as the case may be. But particularly this is colorful in the sense of characterizing and establishing the environment of the Indians in the Great Smokies, period. Paragraph. This play is about the Indians, and as such does, as it progresses, tend to focus on two Indian leading characters. Yet many of the Indians are made warm and friendly people who are, of course, struggling to preserve their race and their way of life in the face of many, many handicaps and the treachery of some of our white ancestors. Period. At times, perhaps, the script leans a little too heavy toward making its point in dialogue and narration, but it is effective even so, period. The audience reaction is essentially one of tragedy, with tears at the peak moments at the end of the play, but with the whole play being one of upbeat ending. In listening to members of the audience in the aisles and on the first performance when we were rained out and were waiting to see if we could continue, the comments of the audience were wonderfully in favor of what they were seeing. Period, paragraph. The dancing in this play I want to comment on, because the dancing, although not really authentic, because nobody really knows how the Indians danced at the time of the script, some, or at least the start of the script, some 200 years ago, and then again some 100 years ago. But the dancing carries the feel of the Indians. It is not prettied up with unnecessary modern dance forms and unnecessary ballet forms. The dancers dance, male and female, in a strong, extroverted way. The dances are very, very simple in terms of dance technique, but are wonderfully effective with the costume and the color, period. The costumes are excellent, and although the play is set in a natural environment using a simple set pieces that are rolled or shifted in at various times, the main color of the play is in the lighting and in the costumes. The lighting is brighter and more focal, with more emphasis than last year, and the intensity of the costume colors is projected more forcefully. The color of the costumes and the color of the Indians and Indian decoration is a tremendous thing to watch, period. Although we are concerned with production information, and I guess this should be a new paragraph. Although we're concerned with production information, it is important, I think, to note that the manager of the house, the general manager, have gone to great lengths to make the audience comfortable and to keep them safe in terms of gradual ramps with three steps down to the next level on the sides of the amphitheater where the steps themselves and the edges of the ramps are painted white so that they can be readily seen as edges in the dark, the surface being asphalt in some cases and concrete in the others. It's very dark. Also, all paths are well lighted for the audience. Rain shelters and refreshment stands are easily at hand for each section of the rather large audience. And some of the success of the play is undoubtedly due to the general feeling of the audience that the management is taking care of their comfort, period. This play strikes me this year as being very, very different from the Lost Colony. And I think perhaps this is a good thing. It's more episodic in many ways. Its central storyline is much broader than The Lost Colony or the play at Winston-Salem. In a sense, its style is a little more closely aligned to that of The Common Glory. But the style here at Cherokee is not mixed as much as in some of the other productions, and therefore the total impression of the play is more cohesive. The rain was coming down so hard then I thought I'd better stop and check and see if you were able to hear me. It sounds like hail almost on the top of this car. I suppose we can resume now. There's one more point I want to add here, and that is that production-wise, in handling the rain threat, the cast, and this is true of some of the other shows, but we've not made a note on it before, the cast has special instructions for increased speed and certain things to leave out on rain nights so that the play will play in less time than it normally does. The play at the end of any scene can be committed to a rain pace so that there is a better chance of getting the script completed. They cut down the intermission time and generally try to take some 15 minutes out of the overall production so that there is a chance to race the rain in terms of rain threats. Period. Paragraph. In most cases, the policy for production on a rainy night, assuming the play is started, and in every case one tries to play if it's at all possible, is to continue the play as long as the bulk of the audience remains in their seats. Should a rain sprinkle come that is gradually increasing in intensity, the manager indicates at what moment the house lights will be brought up and the action of the play stopped. The cast is held ready as the audience waits under rain shelters until there is some possibility of continuing. The house crew stands ready with old newspapers and other material to cover the wet seats, should this be necessary. Paragraph. In terms of refunds, the standard for all productions is if the intermission has been reached, then it is considered that the contract of the sold ticket is completed. Should the play be stopped following the intermission due to rain or other causes, then the person viewing the play is entitled to get a rain check to see the rest of the performance at some future night of his own choice. If, however, rain comes and the audience is uncomfortable, members of the audience are allowed to leave and get their tickets checked for a refund as soon as the play has been interrupted. However, the effort is still made to hold the audience and to hold the cast, and if possible, to complete the playing of the play. Period. Paragraph. One of the reasons is that in nearly all cases, there are numbers not only of individual travelers who will not be in a position to return and see the play later, but there are often busloads of people packaged for particular programs who cannot see the play at some future date. And it's not just a matter of money, but it's a matter of goodwill to the audience to try, if at all possible, to complete the playing of the play, even in bad weather. Sometimes this is not possible, and it's not possible to have reached the intermission, in which case, if the play is called, all members of the audience are entitled to either refunds on their tickets or are entitled to get a new ticket for a new night. Period. Paragraph. In the case, for instance, of the Lost Colony, comma, many of the patrons are residing in the area for more than one evening, and rain losses are not as severe there as they are at such a location as here at Cherokee, where the audiences are generally here for only one night, and there is little chance to recover from rain monetary losses or to keep from disappointing the spectator if the show actually is rained out. Period. There are some things on this production that bother me. The first one being the general tendency to speak at the same level, especially among the younger actors, the more experienced ones, such as Marion Fitzsimmons or Foster Fitzsimmons, have considerable variety in their voices, but there are very few professionals available to this company, or any others for that matter, with this kind of experience in big amphitheaters or big stages indoors, period. Perhaps this is necessary in this tremendous amphitheater, but the lack of change of pace in many cases was a bother to me in terms of accepting the reality of the scene being portrayed. Period. It is true that a style is built in the first few scenes, and that it does sustain as far as the audience is concerned. My point here is not that what's here doesn't work wonderfully well, but that there is a possibility, in my opinion, of perhaps extending the effectiveness of the show through the use of greater individual change of pace on the part of the actors. Period. This, as I comment, may not be necessary, correction, may not be possible in this tremendous amphitheater. Period. Paragraph. One of the most impressive things about a visit to Under These Hills at Cherokee is, as I first point out, its essential oneness with Greek classical tragedy, in terms of amphitheater, in terms of audience response, in terms of acting style, in terms of script, period. Another point that is impressive to the visitor is that it is clear that every effort on the part of the management that can be made, has or is being made, to increase the comfort and efficiency of the acting company and to increase the comfort and response efficiency of the audience that attends. Period. End of report. Linda, you may rewind this one.